This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fay. How are you today?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful day in Texas.
It's a Saturday, and people don't have to work, and that's another good thing. And
everybody slept late, didn't they?
I hope so.
I never thought about that. But, you know, we're always touting all the things you can do on a Saturday. Sleeping late's one of them.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
And we don't ever tell people about that.
No, and it goes...
You know, we don't ever say that.
Yeah.
But it is true. Not only can you go out and have a lunch together, a leisurely lunch, you know, there's just so many things you can do. Going shopping's another one.
Yeah.
You should always mention that.
Yeah. I know when we were younger, Saturday morning cartoons was a big deal.
It is. You can watch cartoons with your kids. Oh, man. I had someone tell me the other day that they were starting to talk like a kid. Yeah. You know, they'd seen so many cartoons.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're starting to talk like a five-year-old. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there's some hidden youth in there somewhere.
That's right. It could be. Well, let's give out the phone number.
Yes, please. Let's do.
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. 3330, and we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And your website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com, where folks can go to find more information, case studies, data from past investments, and all these kinds of things. And the whole point of Your Money with Fay Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 is about retiring.
That's right, because everybody is working toward that goal. You know, it's the one thing in the United States that all of America is working on. And they're working on it in different ways. Some are going to be successful at it, and some aren't. You know, a lot of people, they're spending more than their retirement's going to be. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't think anybody in West Texas surely is not doing this. But I'm always seeing where people are buying huge boats. They're buying huge cars. They're doing all this, and they're not thinking about how much are we going to need. You know, when we retire, are we going to have enough?
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got all the people that, you know, that I know that are very conservative. You know, they have a 401k, they have an IRA, they probably have a CD in the bank, and, you know, they don't go out here and do anything that's just absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to take a vacation every year because everyone gets stressed. I don't care who you are. I see people all the time, and they're stressed out. And probably because of the oil price. But, you know, oil is coming back, looks like. And it looks like a lot of people that have been laid off are getting jobs. So I think that's a miracle right there.
Yeah, that's a nice sign. It's about time things started to turn around again.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I'm seeing people talk now about $60 and $70 oil again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
By next year, yes. I've seen several people... you know, on USA Today and different sites, Yahoo Finance, they've been talking about it. And they're saying that they believe by next year it'd be $60 to $70, which would really turn everybody's spirits around, and wages would probably go up, and there'd be a lot more rigs out there drilling.
Yeah, that would be fine. Because I think on Friday morning, I think yesterday morning, it opened somewhere in the mid-40s, I think.
Yes, I think $44, $43.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, over 50 and even 60 would be great.
That's right. And it's been staying close to 50. So down a little bit, but it has been staying close to 50. But, you know, what amazes me is that the stock market, you cannot keep that thing up. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
Stock market, every Friday, that thing goes down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yesterday, it was going down again.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's hard to make money in mutual funds and stocks, you know, when it's so volatile. You know, it's up and down all the time. And that's what I love about our investment is you know how much you're going to get. You know, on a life insurance policy, you're going to get the face amount. They're not going to come in and tell you, we're going to discount that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is the miracle of that you know what you'll get in advance. When you sign the contract and we say, okay, we're going to put you in this policy, you go to page 14, you're going to learn everything you need to know about it. And I think that is good because you've got full disclosure going in.
Oh, yeah. And
anyone who's
been investing in the stock market, especially the last several years, has seen, you know, on their sheet, you know, it goes up and it goes down, probably down more than up. But that doesn't happen when investing in life insurance policies.
No, it does. Now, there's risk in everything in life. These policies have risk, too. And you have to tell people, what are the risks? The risk going in is the policy could go over. You might have to pay premiums. And if you don't have enough to pay $1,000 to $2,000, this is the wrong investment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want someone that this is their last dollar because this is heavily regulated. So, you know, you've got to be sure you've done it right and that these people, when they tell us how much they've got, we're writing all this down. To be accredited, you have to have $1 million without your house, okay? That means your all income, all leases. If you've got a 401k, we're going to add that in. If you've got CDs, we'll add that in. If you have rent houses with income, we would put that in there. All these assets count.
But it cannot include the main residence.
It cannot.
Okay.
If you've got a ranch, you can include the ranch in its entirety. If you have a pipeline that you're getting royalties on, you can include that. So there's a lot of things that count. If you're not worth $1 million, you must have $200,000 in income per year. And a lot of people leave out their 401k when they're given that, and they leave out their bonuses. Now, bonuses are down. But, you know, last year in 15 and 14, the bonuses were really good. You know, they were $50,000 to $75,000.
I guess I didn't realize bonuses would count because they're, I guess, I always thought they would be considered as something extra that may or may not actually, you know, be there.
No, they know at the first of the year if they're going to get their bonus. So this is laid out, I imagine, in a contract that says, okay, this year your bonus will be $50,000 or $25,000 or $75,000. So it's money they can count on, okay? Now, if they can't, now this year we wouldn't include that because most of them are not going to have that, okay? So it would be just what their annual income is and what their wife's income is. We would add all that income together. But individually, they must have $200,000 in income. If it's them and their wife, I think it's $350,000,
okay?
But usually we just count the husband's income because usually it's his IRA or his 401k, okay? The wife usually has her own IRA or her own 401k, okay? So when they come to us, they're looking for something that's more stable than the stock market. And a life insurance policy is certainly more stable because you know what you're going to make. You know what life insurance company it is. You know what their rating is. You know what kind of cancer they've got because we try to not do anything but cancer. And we don't want anyone over 70 years of age. You know, when we're investing, we're not going to put you in a policy with someone that's 98. We do not do senior life settlements. We do not want to do them because, you know, we've had such a bad experience. You know, we had these people that sold us policies, the people were in their 90s, and they're going to outlive you and I.
Yeah.
They're not going to die Age. I mean, you know, I'm convinced they're never going to die. I don't think they're sick. I think they're just elderly.
Well, and okay? that's an important thing to point out is that age does not translate to illness.
Oh, no, it certainly does. And if we're buying a policy on a 70-year-old and he has cancer, I'll do it. But I'm not going to do an 80-year-old. I'm not going to do a 90-year-old.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a policy this week on a 95-year-old, and I said, get it in the trash quickly. You know, I don't even want to know about it. I don't even want to know that it came here. Just cannot take that kind of a risk.
So for the risks for investing into life insurance policies, we know that you may have to pay premiums if the policy goes over. What other risks are there?
Okay, it's not liquid. During the time that it's in that policy, you can't borrow against it, and you can't say, well, if I need $50,000 out of this. You can't do it. It is not liquid till the policy matures.
All right. So you have to have money to live on. This cannot be something where you tap into every so often, every few months, get a little bit out. It is there for the duration.
That's right. So if it's a 24-month policy, you're there for 24 months. If it's 18, it's the same difference. So when it matures, you can take the money out. You can leave it in your IRA. You've got a lot of options. Or you can roll it over and say, I need to make more money for my retirement. That's what most people do. Usually people with IRAs, they're not going to take it out. They're going to keep rolling it over until the day they retire, and then they'll have us paying them, you know, so much a month.
Sure.
I also have a lot of people that are retiring that'll bring us, you know, maybe $400,000, let's say. And they'll say, now, Faye, I'm going to need some money to live on. Well, you need to leave probably $100,000 out of that in their account in cash where that they can, you know, live on that the next 2 years before that policy comes due. And then they should have it laddered where they've got more than one policy where something's coming due all the time. And then, you know, I don't think there's anybody making a greater return than what we're giving people. And if they'll go on our website and look it up, they can know exactly what people are making.
And what is generally the return on life insurance policies?
Well, I've seen this year, looks like it's about 22 to 24% on an average.
You really can't beat that.
I don't know how you could. You know, we're talking about 12% a year. And I don't know anybody that's making more than 12%, you know, that's solid per year. You know, we're not going to make them rich. We've never told anybody that. We're just telling them it's a solid return, and it is. And you know up front what you're going to make. You know what the premiums are going to be if it goes over. You know what percent you're going to make and what percent you own of the policy. And sometimes they own the whole policy. We don't ever talk about that. A lot of our policies are single policies. You know, it's $100,000, $150,000, $250,000. They buy the whole policy.
Really?
Because, yeah, a lot of people want the whole policy. So we have small policies, and they buy the whole thing. And then we have the big policies, like we've been buying the last 2 weeks. You know, we've bought the big policy. Somebody coming in could still get in one of our large policies. And, you know, most of those, I think, there's several that were 18 months, and others, I think, are 24 months.
Hmm.
But and there might even be a 30-month, but I don't remember. But we do have a lot of policies that we're buying and that we have bought in the last week. It's taken a little bit to get the math figured out and to get everybody in a policy. But we are doing that. And then we've got the large policies that are going to be available for, you know, all these people coming in, new customers coming in and putting their money with us.
That's fantastic.
I think so, too, because all of a sudden we're getting every kind of policy in the world.
Really?
I mean, I think we got 18 or 20 in this week to look at.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. How many do you normally get in during a week?
Oh, maybe 4 or 5. I mean, we've gotten 3 times more than what we usually get.
Wow.
So we're bidding all of those as fast as we can. And the others we just actually bought. We bought, as you know, the large policy, and we bought several $1 million worth of policies. But the other thing is, we're talking about risk, is if a life insurance company ever went under. If they did, they'd have to rely on the state guarantee fund. But life insurance companies that we use are all A and AA rated. And we're not using, as I always say, some small podunk life insurance company. they're all large companies. Some of them have been around 160 years. Do you realize life insurance companies have go back that far?
You know, as you just said that, I thought, my goodness, I guess I'd never really thought about it, but I didn't realize that life insurance companies had been around for that long.
They have. They've been around a long, long time. In fact, the Great Depression is when annuities really started. Because after the Great Depression, people were so down and they're saying, you know, I need something solid. And, of course, they started doing a fixed annuity. That was the first one that came out after the Great Depression. And, again, it was a life insurance company product. And during the Great Depression, the life insurance company saved a lot of the banks. They went in and loaned those banks money to stay afloat.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that, but the life insurance companies have always had a lot more money. And, of course, you know, they're restricted as to what they can do. They're restricted as to what they can invest in, and they have to have reserves up. So that's really important.
Yeah.
That you be with a large life insurance company. You never want to be with a small company.
Because the money just may not be there.
That's right. If it's a C-rated company, you do not want to even get near it. If it's a B-rated company, don't go near it. Because they might not have the money to pay you.
Yeah. And that's the last thing you want to do is invest, and then all of a sudden it comes due, and there's nobody there to write you a check.
That's right. And that's why you know, everybody stays so far away from C companies. And I don't even know who the C companies are. You could look it up. But nobody wants to do business with them, I assure you.
But
and, of course, the public ought to know this before they buy a life insurance policy with a C-rated company. Say, what is the rating of this company?
Yeah.
You know? And make sure it is an A or double A rated company.
That is
always
important. That's right. Your money with Faye Bagby. The phone number once again,
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And again, our location is 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage, my favorite store.
And your website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com, where people can go and find a wealth of information. There's case studies, there's data from past investments. And you know what? One thing that I really like that that I don't know if we stress enough of is when folks invest with American Financial Midland and they put their money in these policies, they can always know exactly where the policy stands by just going online.
That's right. And if you're doing business with a reputable company, and they are doing it by the book like we do it, you can go and look at your policies or your portfolio day and night, 24 hours a day. You have access to it. You just go on there and look, because it'll say, okay, you're invested in five policies. One of them has matured. This is what you make. And then at the end of the year, you just pull up your portfolio, and you can do taxes or anything you need to do.
Because if somebody wakes up at 3 a.m. and they're thinking, oh, my goodness, I wonder where, you know, everything stands, do not call Faye at 3 a.m. You could just go online.
That's exactly right. Go online and look it up. And, you know, most people, if they've got a question, they should call me. You know, the buck stops with me. Call me. You know, I'm in charge. And, you know, all these people answer to me. So if there's ever a question about your portfolio or your contracts, I'm the one to harass. Just call me and talk to me about it.
So if anybody wants to get started, because I know a lot of people listen to you every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold, and they think about it and they're not really sure. If somebody is on the fence and they're thinking about getting started, what would you tell them? What was the first thing they should do?
Get off the fence. Quit procrastinating. We have, men are great procrastinators. God love them. They procrastinate about everything in life. And when it comes to a decision about their portfolio, they just keep putting it off. Then finally one day they say, we need to go see Faye. And they will. They'll come and talk to me about it. And, you know, we appreciate it. And then, you know, they bring their portfolio in. We look at it. We say, okay, you've got this much in your 401k. How much do you feel safe about? You know, it's all in mutual funds. How much, you know, do you want to move? And they'll tell me. We'll do it. If it's an IRA, if it's a CD at the bank, whatever it is, we'll discuss it and see how much they feel like investing, you know, what their safety factor is, and how many years it is to retirement. Well, that's the whole deal right there. They need to invest as to how long it is to retirement. You know, we've got several people that have retired in the last year. We've got some more that are going to retire this year. And you've got to make sure that you have enough to live comfortably. No one wants to go out here and buy a smaller house. No one wants to buy a smaller car. And no one wants to live on Social Security.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number, once again,
is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage. So if people are thinking about it, talking about it, and procrastinating about it, we want them to come in and sit down and talk to me. You know, there's no pressure. We don't care. If they like us, we want them. If they don't like us, you know, they can invest with someone they do like. But we think they will like us, and we hope they do. You know, people come to us usually, they have to think it over, but then they come back and talk to us and do business with us. And, you know, we do everything third party. We do not touch your money. Everything goes to the bank. It either goes to Nevada Trust or it goes to Bank of Utah. The bank handles all the escrow accounts. They pay the premium. 21st Services, they follow the people. They make sure when they die, they let us know within 3 or 4 days. You know, we have a third party handling every part of their investment. And that's as safe as I know how to get it.
Did you say that you find out within 3 or 4 days?
Yes. 21st Services, the minute they get a copy of our contract, they start tracking these people. They track their health, and they track them. And that's why they know so quickly when they pass away. And then they notify us immediately, and so we know that they have passed away. Then they... the bank gets the certified death certificate. They send it into the life company, and the life company pays the bank. They don't pay us. And then that money is put into the accounts of our customers, our clients. So it's a neat way to do it. It's the way it should be done in business. Anybody that doesn't escrow, I would say run from them. Do not do business with them.
Yes.
And, you know, and we are bonded. And a lot of people cannot be bonded, you know. I mean, they can't even do an escrow account. The banks won't take them. So, you know, we always tell people, check us out, be cautious. You know, we've been in business 16 years.
Wow, that's
amazing.
That's
a long time.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of that has been through word of mouth.
Yes, we have, most of our people come to us from somebody telling them about us, a brother, a sister, or somebody they work with, say, you know, this is how much I've made with Faye's company. And so then the people come and talk to us and say, yes, my friend told me about you, or my uncle, or my aunt, you know. Almost everybody comes to us with a reference from somebody else. So that's why we are successful, and it's because we don't touch people's money. And people that say, oh, I'll just handle your money, it's not going to go into escrow. So, uh-oh, if you can't do escrow, we don't want to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this week about another stockbroker. You know, this guy was up in the Midwest, and they weren't watching the old boy. And he took all these elderly people's money. He had been their broker since 1995 when the woman's husband was alive. Once the husband died, he just started rolling those accounts, rolling them. And she lost $250,000 before they caught him. And now, of course, you know, he's out of the industry. He can never be a stockbroker again. And the jury awarded her $22 million this week.
Really?
Yeah. For him, he was just absolutely stealing from this lady. She's 89 years old. So that's another thing. If you have a stockbroker, check those accounts. Don't just say, I know he's going to do it right.
Yeah, you don't want to trust anybody in business like that.
Always verify. Look and see what they've invested in. If they're rolling the account, check it. If he's making 4 or 5 trades a week on your account, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And, of course, the brokerage house is going to have to make good on this because they were not watching what he was doing.
And the great thing...
That $22 million, they may end up paying it.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. And the great thing about doing business with you is that nobody ever writes a check to Faye Bagby.
That's ever. Right. We do not control your money, thank God. The bank controls it for you. They do it on your say-so every time. And, you know, most brokers are very honest, but every once in a while we read about one, you know, that they have access 100% to your account, you
wow.
know. And this guy had been doing business with her for years, but he decided he needed the money.
That's scary because money yeah. makes people do things that they wouldn't normally perhaps do.
That's right. He stole, altogether he made $1 million in commissions.
Oh, wow.
On a small account like that. And when it was through, all of her money was gone. He wasted it away on screwy stock deals. Wow. And he knew better. All those years he'd taken care of them faithfully, they had money in their account, and now she's 89 years old and he decided to go for it. So I guess the brokerage house is going to be out for whatever it finally comes down to. I know they'll appeal it, but $22 million is what they awarded her because of what he did.
That's amazing.
And it goes against the brokerage house and him because he worked for them and they are responsible for his... everything he did.
Sure, and having done business with the family for so long, I'm sure he became like a trusted, almost like a member of the family.
That's right. He was trusted by her. She wasn't looking at anything. She was 89. She knew that he was going to take care of her, and all of a sudden she didn't have any money. And I guess she went to the authorities, to a lawyer, and when they looked at it, they saw what he'd done.
And somebody who's 89 shouldn't have to go through that because that is a lot of stress to have to get everything taken care of.
Oh, my gosh, can you imagine? She went to the brokerage house and they were flim-flamming her and making excuses. And, you know, and when she got tired of hearing that, then she got a lawyer. They did a complete audit. They saw what he'd done, how he'd stole all the money, and that's when they sued.
Wow.
And she was just one of many that this guy took. He needed money. I don't know if he was gambling. I don't know what he's doing. But he will never have a job in the securities industries again.
Good.
So at least they've stopped that. But, you know, it's always too late. It's always when your money's gone.
Yeah.
First Baptist Church, where I go, and as you know, there in Carrollton. I read in the paper this week that the bookkeeper stole $300,000.
Wow.
Yes. And, you know, they didn't have an accountant in there. You're supposed to always have an accountant. You know, we have 2 accountants in our office. 2. And then we have an outside auditor. And you know I'm paranoid. it will make you paranoid. But, she stole $300,000 over a 4 or 5 year period.
Wow.
And the way they finally caught her is they saw some charge account on a credit card. She had issued herself a church credit card.
So she got bold.
She got bold. And she's paying all of her bills out of the church, out of our tithes.
Wow.
You know, your tithe, you would not think anybody would steal from the church.
Well, you wouldn't think so, no.
But she did. Yeah. And again, they had no safeguards. And they should have had an accountant in there. I didn't know they didn't have an accountant. And most of us don't know these things about businesses or a church, whether they have an accountant or not. And when you don't, it's bookkeepers do tend to steal. It's just all there is to it.
Yeah, but it sounds like you have a tremendous checks and balance system in place.
We do. Our outside auditor said, I have one of the best securities that there is.
That's great. That's good news. That's good. That's really good to know.
It is good to know on my part, too, because, you know, I am paranoid about that. I don't want anyone to steal from me. They can't steal from the customers because we don't let the customers put their money with ours. But I wouldn't want them to steal from us either.
Yeah.
And you have to be alert and vigilant. I think vigilant is the key to the whole thing.
Fantastic. Well, that's another really great thing about doing business with you, because you've been doing this for 15 or 16 years. You've learned, especially tremendously early on, and so now you have all these systems in place. You have, you know, the escrow. You have third party things. You know things to look for. You know things to safeguard against. And with as many people who have spread the word, you know, via word of mouth, who have done great business with you, that really speaks volumes.
Well, it does. It tells you that, you know, we guard everybody's personal financial information. We guard their accounts, everything. You know, we have all types of security. We have locked doors in our offices where all the accounting information is, where their personal information is, and it has to be under lock and key. So we do have all that security. And the insurance companies that we use, you know, they check all that. They verify. They don't believe anything. They verify what your security system is. And that is good. You know, you've got to have that.
Yeah, that's important. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Faye, the phone number once again.
It's 877-588-3330. And we would like for people to call and make an appointment. We haven't talked about that very much. But that's the first thing you have to do, is make that appointment. Once you make the appointment, and we tell you everything that we know about this, then you can make up your own mind. It's just that simple.
Your website, obviously, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Let's get into a little bit of trivia, Faye.
All right. You know I love trivia.
Everybody loves Saturday morning trivia.
They do, because they're going to learn something new that none of us knew. Okay. Today, it's about a guy named Charlie Dunn.
Charlie Dunn.
This guy is probably the best-known bookmaker in the world. Now, he started out, and Jerry Jeff Walker wrote a song about him in 1972.
Really?
He made him famous. He was born in 1898 on a houseboat on the White River between Newport and Batesville, Arkansas. He lived until 1993. He was one of 10 children. He was the last of several generations of real bootmakers. His great-grandfather came to America from Ireland in the early 1800s.
Cool.
Charlie's family moved to Texas in a covered wagon. They settled in a small town of Glory, which is in Paris, Texas, where that's East Texas. When he turned 7 years old, Charlie began making boots as an apprentice to his father and Ed Lewis, a one-legged master craftsman bootmaker there in Paris.
Really?
He only went to the third grade. Can you imagine?
Huh.
He began working for Lewis at age 8. He finished his first pair of boots when he was 11 years old.
Oh, wow.
It was a birthday present to himself. Charlie studied art in Memphis, Tennessee, and that's how he got his training into bootmaking. And so he went on to work in various boot shops in West Texas. He settled at Fort Sam Houston in the 1930s. But beginning in 1945, this is where he became famous, he worked at the Capital Saddlery in Austin, Texas, till he retired in 73. But his reputation had spread so far that he had customers ranging from rich and famous. Gene Autry, Harry Belafonte, Rusty Weir, Carole King, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Ernest Tubb.
Wow.
And then writer J. Frank Dobie, who was very famous, football great Bobby Lane, and actor Peter Fonda.
Really?
Yeah. He was the best-known bookmaker in the whole world. Then he retired to Mesquite. But they lured him back to bootmaking in September of 1977 when two young Austin businessmen said, we'll put you up and set you up a shop. So he lived in a little house behind the shop with Cecile, his wife of 60 years. He supervised him, told jokes until he died. But he always wore a little beret, even when he's indoors. And everybody thought it was because he was an artist. He said no, he wore it to cut down the glare from his head. Oh, my gosh. That was the funniest thing. But Charlie Dunn was one of our very famous worldwide bootmakers in Austin, Texas.
Wow. And he lived to 98. So he was what, 90? He lived to 95.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Wow. And doing what he loved his whole life.
Yeah. And can you imagine? Everybody nowadays wants a handout. They go to college, and nothing's quite good enough for them. This young boy dropped out of school at third grade, and at 8 years old, he was making boots.
Now, that's inspirational.
I am so impressed that anybody at that age would say, you know, I can do this. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Most people that I know, they're complaining at 8 years old that they didn't get the right Lego set, or they didn't get the new little car to experiment with.
Yes.
And, you know, when they're in high school and college, they just haven't found themselves. You know, they need to take a year off to find themselves.
Yeah. Not quite sure what that means, but yes.
Yes, we don't know what that means. But I'm so impressed that it seems like people years ago, they were hard workers. They made money, but they made a good living, and they took care of their family, didn't they?
Oh, it was a totally different approach to life. It was really, it's very refreshing to hear stories like this.
It is. I'm impressed that anybody could do that, because you wouldn't think of a little boy. You and I probably don't know a little boy nowadays that could do that.
Yeah, and he started when he was 7.
Yes.
I know people who are 47 who don't know what they're going to do.
You and I know a lot of 47 years old that they just can't find themselves,
yeah.
You know? Oh, my gosh.
They're going to take a year off.
That's right. They're going to take a couple of years off and think about whether they want to work or not, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, their theory is it's just too much trouble,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's amazing. Gosh. Great story.
Well, anyway, let's give out the phone number.
Yes, please.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is
AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And there's so many good things on there. It shows you what people have been making. We just put their initials by it where you don't know who it is. But every time a policy matures, we put it on there. We've had 15 maturities this year.
Wow.
And I don't know how many more we'll have before the end of the year. I'm hoping this large policy that we keep talking about, they tell me the man is very, very ill, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, now, last week we started talking about this large policy. Are there still availability with that, or are you full?
Yes, we do have some availability in this large policy. I don't know how long it'll last, but we are putting people in it. And those small policies that we bought this week, we're putting people in those as fast as we can also.
Wow.
So, you know, we bought several million dollars worth this week, and we're going to try to, you know, get people in those as quickly as we can.
So there are plenty of options right now.
We've got a lot of options right now, more than we've had in the last 30 days.
That's fantastic. This is a good time to get involved. If somebody does want to come talk to you a little bit, they can obviously call you, sit down and have an initial consultation. What kinds of things should they bring? How should they be prepared? What questions do they need to have?
They need
what
to
documents?
Know, what are the risks? We go over that again. What can they make? How long is the term? What kind of cancer do they have? What are the life expectancies? This is all really good questions. And I always show them the life expectancies. If I have it available right then, I show it to them, tell them how long we think that person's going to live and what the profit will be for them. So we try to go over all of that when they come in.
And it's not necessarily, you don't have to be, you know, ready to go right then. You can just come in and get some information, go home, talk about it with your spouse. You can bring your spouse. You're really flexible with how people proceed. It's really up to them.
It's their money. It's not my money. That's why I always say, you've got to make up your own mind. People lots of times want me to help them make up their mind. And I always say, it's your money. You've got to tell me what you want to do.
You just present the options.
I present the options of that. I leave it at that, okay?
Fantastic. Should people bring any documents with them? Or
yes, they should always bring their statements. Because if we do decide to go do business, we'll need a copy of that because we have to show what they're worth. We have to show their income. All of this is highly regulated, so we do have to show what they're worth, how they are accredited, okay?
Okay.
So we need that information.
Yeah. When investing in life insurance policies, these are low-risk investments with above-average returns. So if you're tired of the stock market, this is the time to go. You got plenty of availability.
That's right. Now's the time to talk about it, especially with the stock market going up and down and not staying in one place.
Fantastic.
So we think it'd be a better solution right now.
Of course. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Faye, thank you so much.
Thanks again.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.